have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good friends, Shelly. And now it's time for our Faithful Financial Moments with Sister Sharon Richard.
This is Sharon Richard with your Faithful Financing Moment. Do you have a gift-giving budget? With Christmas just a little more than 2 months away, if you do not have a budget for gift-giving, please stop right now and make it a priority to develop a budget and begin setting aside funds if you are still able. This will minimize the debt and corresponding stress that goes along with not developing a gift-giving budget. Giving should be a blessing, but when it is accompanied with debt and stress, I am sure it doesn't feel like a blessing. I know for that very reason, many opt out of giving gifts because they cannot find the joy in giving when it means that they are left with significant debt. Still, God made it clear that it is more blessed to give than receive. We have the privilege of being able to give to help people. It really is a privilege and an opportunity. God doesn't need us. He has an endless supply of finances. He can get the money where it needs to be. But he allows us the chance to be used by him in the process, knowing that we will benefit from being used by him. As we give, God already has a plan to give back to us in a greater measure. Most of us are familiar with this principle. However, we have difficulty figuring out how to take care of our personal needs with money left to spare on gifts for others. Developing a budget and remaining disciplined in your plan will provide the opportunity to truly experience the joy of giving. No debt, no stress, simply pure joy. You don't have to set aside large amounts of money to develop a healthy giving budget. If you set aside just a few dollars a day, you'll be amazed at how much you're able to accumulate. Once you develop your budget and set aside the funds, when you begin shopping for gifts, be sure to stay within your budget. Don't be tempted by the excitement of shopping or the holiday spirit to spend beyond your budget. Remember, some of the best gifts for friends and family are handcrafted, baked, or simple tokens of thoughtfulness. You should also consider giving to someone less fortunate by way of your church or a charitable organization. Or simply purchase a few meal gift cards and give them along with a prayer or encouragement card to the homeless person that you pass on the street each week. Giving is a privilege which will bless others while also blessing you beyond measure. Develop your gift-giving budget and watch the blessings flow. This is Sharon Richard with your Faithful Financing Moment. Up next, Nina Taylor with your Gospel News, followed by the Pastor's Corner with Bishop Richard and Pastor Anna Henderson and company.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. He was born Keith Lamar Johnson in Brooklyn, New York in 1972. He grew up in a musical family and first started demonstrating a knack for singing at the age of five. He was given the nickname Wonder Boy due to his talent as a vocalist. Keith Wonderboy Johnson was born on May 17, 1972. He has one sister, Sonia. He started singing with his father, Philip Johnson, and his uncles with the original Spiritual Voices. Beginning with his debut album in 1998, Through the Storm, Johnson has been a favorite on the gospel scene. Usually joined by the Spiritual Voices, he has issued a number of Billboard gospel charting albums and spawned more top 30 Billboard gospel chart albums, including 2005's Unity and 2006. Just Being Me. A gospel vocalist, Keith Wonderboy Johnson has a sound that straddles the line between contemporary and traditional styles. He initially built a fan base with well-received albums like 1998's Through the Storm and 2000's Live and Alive, the latter of which reached number 12 on the gospel charts. Johnson has issued a number of top 20 Billboard chart-topping albums, including 2002's Cinder Revival, 2004's New Season, which reached number 12, and 2011's Back to Basics, Chapter 2. He also scored a number 2 gospel hit in 2009 with I Wouldn't Know You, alongside James Fortune and Faya. His single Let Go, Let God, which took home BMI's Most Played Song of the Year award. Throughout his discography, Johnson has remained true to his inspiration, which includes the Dixie Hummingbirds, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Shirley Caesar, and the Hawkins family. In 2009, he issued Stronger Than Ever, which once again featured the Spiritual Voices. In 2018, Johnson returned with a full-length album entitled Keep Pushing, which he took home 2 stellar awards. Another stellar award came his way in 2020 for Quartet of the Year. Janet Emerson Bashan, born February 12, 1957. She's an American inventor and entrepreneur and the first African-American woman to hold a patent for a software invention. The patent software LinkLine is a web-based application for equal employment opportunity claims, intake and tracking, claims management, and document management. Bashan has been inducted into the Black Inventors Hall of Fame and is a recipient of numerous awards for her business and technological achievements. Here's this week's top 20 gospel quartet songs. Number 20, Push, with Depending. Number 19, Souls of Creation, with Really Been Good. 18, The Dowdy Boys, Footsteps. 17, Various Artists, from the album Quartet Is In My DNA, with I've Got Religion by Justin Mickens. Number 16, The Racy Brothers, I Surrender My All. Number 15, Johnny Ruffin Jr., Be Like Jesus. Number 14, Josh Miles with Oh the Joy, Live. Number 13, The Harlem Gospel Travelers with Hold On, Joy Is Coming. Number 12, The Dedicated Souls with Like the Lord, featuring Greg Lattimore. Number 11, The Christian Brothers with Heavy Load. Number 10, The Canton Spirituals with God Said It. Number 9, The Mighty Gospel Warriors with I Know He Can, Live. Number 8, Little J and the Spiritual Voice with I Feel Good, featuring Alan Pringle. Number 7, Roy and Revelation with I Still Got Joy. Number 6, The Brown Boys with Good to Me, Live. 5, The Gospel Miracolettes with God Did a Wonderful Thing. Number 4, The Sons of God with Can't Make It Without You. 3, James Spann and the Spann Brothers with Reunion. 2, Sam Butler with Amazing Grace. And our number 1 gospel quartet song comes from the McDuffies, from their album The Legacy Continues. The song is Never Forget What He Does. Well, that's your top 20 gospel quartet songs and our tribute to Keith Wonderboy Johnson. I'm Nina Taylor, reminding you to connect with me on all social media outlets. You can find all my outlets on my website at msninataylor.com. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.
Hello, I'm Nina Taylor, your gospel news reporter, and you're listening to The Pastor's Corner with my friend, Elder Ernest Richard, on Elation Radio.
Well, good evening, and I know you're not used to hearing my voice on the third Wednesday of the month. It's usually the ladies, and that you are going to do. I'm Bishop Ernest E. Richard, Jr., welcoming you to The Pastor's Corner. As we get ready to move forward, to come to a close on this. And as usual, we want to take a minute to just give a couple of announcements, and then we're going to step out of the way. As many of you may have heard, and have, if you haven't heard, know that on November 3rd, the Pastor's Corner is going to do a little shifting and changing. We're changing the name of the show. We're changing it to Open Mic with the Bishop and Company. And we look for some great things to happen. But in the meantime, the ladies are standing by. Let me first say hello to the lovely and talented, always busy, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Dr. Kimmy, how are you? She's getting there, y'all. Takes her a minute to get her mic open. And Dr. Kimmy, are you there? I know you're there. I feel your presence. We wouldn't have a show if it weren't for you.
Hey, hello. I'm just going to be listening in today. I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to study. But I'm doing great.
That's fine.
I am awesome. I am so wonderful. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Wonderful. I'm calling you on to give a very quick announcement about a very important event coming up in the month of November. And if you take 30 seconds to talk about November 18th and 19th, I want to make sure the general public knows about it. And in case they happen to be in the St. Louis area, we do want them to come by and come visit. So tell us a little bit about what's going on November 18th and 19th.
Well, because I have been absent, I'm going to allow Pastor Michelle Wright to give you the announcement. I think she is
if
on.
If she's here, give me a second, because our host has to do all the announcements. And when Pastor Wright's announced or she brings her forward, I know everybody knows she's here now. But anyway, so let me do this then. If you're going to relinquish to her, let me get our host for tonight's show on and let me move out of the way. I'll come back a little bit later because this is Ladies Night. Not my intent to bombard or take up too much of your time because time is valuable and precious, and we want to hear all that's going to happen tonight. All right, my brothers, my sisters, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host just recently assigned to the role, and she's been doing an awesome job over the last year or so. She hails from the great state of Indiana. I want to say hello to all. I want everybody to say hello to Associate Pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Pastor Anna Henderson. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Pastor's Corner. I am Pastor Anna Henderson. I'm the co-host tonight. Amen. For Women's Night. Amen. We thank and praise God for Bishop-elect Richard. Amen. The host. Amen. Coming on tonight. Amen. We thank and praise God for each one of you that have joined us on tonight. We have an exciting show tonight. Amen. We are going to continue tonight with our topic on healing, and our scripture text is going to be coming from Psalms 7 and 20. Amen. And we thank and praise God for each one of you tuned in on tonight. Amen. We want you to feel free to jump in with your comments and your questions. Amen. As we go forth in our discussion tonight. Amen. We do have a special guest tonight that I'll be introducing. Amen. But before we get to our special guest tonight, I want to know who's on our panel with us tonight. Amen. We heard from Dr. Kimmy Kim. We thank God for you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. We love you. Amen. There'll be no show without our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim, on tonight. Amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Michelle Wright. Amen. Are you on with us tonight?
Amen. Praise the Lord to everybody. I am. It's good to be here with you all. God is truly good. Thank you for having us on tonight. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
Amen. Amen. While we have you, Pastor Wright, can you just give us a little bit more on those announcements that Bishop-elect was talking about, the upcoming events that's coming up?
Yes. Well, praise God. We are super excited at this time to share with you that on November 18th and November 19th in the wonderful city of Brentwood, Missouri, we will have our Elation Honors, where we will honor 16 people for their work in servant leadership from across the country. We will host this event at the Drury Inn at 8700 Eager Road in Brentwood, Missouri, 63144. On Friday night, we will have the Bishop's Corner, which is now the open mic with Bishop and Company with our very own Bishop Ernest Richard, and we will have a meet and greet prior to that so that everyone will get a chance to meet the Elation team and those that will be here. And following that, we will have our concert with Beyond the Fence Entertainment. So we are super excited about that. And then on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., November 19th, we will have our Call to Action Impact Workshops with Evangelist Cynthia Bennett, the founder of Jotitha, and also our very own Charles McCutcheon. We call him the real estate guru. He will be sharing information on zoning as well as real estate values, sales, different things of that nature. But then at 1 o'clock, we will have the Ladies of Elation in our very own From Ashes to Beauty at 1 p.m. After that, we're going to relax a little bit to get ready for the event of the evening, which will be our From Ashes to Beauty, Ashes to Beauty. Our gala, I should say, that night.
Right.
It's going to be our elation honors. Okay, I'm just seeing if you all were paying attention. But anyway, it will be our elation honors gala, and our honorees will be honored. We will be in the house to celebrate them, love on them, and let them know how much they are appreciated. So we are asking all of you that are there, if you're coming, get your tickets. Now, listen. I'm telling you what I know. We have a very small number of tickets left. They have gone quickly. And so if you plan on coming, it is imperative that you get in contact with me. The number to contact us is 314-405-1711 so we can list you and make sure you have a seat in the house. We thank you for allowing us to make these announcements, and may God bless you on this evening.
Amen. And that sounds like it's going to be a glorious, wonderful time. Pastor Wright, can you give us that number again for the tickets?
Absolutely. The number to contact us for more information. We also have ads available in addition to our tickets. We would love, if you're not in the St. Louis and Brentwood, Missouri area, if you'd like to get an ad to say congratulations to all of the honorees, please contact me. The number is 314-405-1711. My name is Pastor Michelle Wright, and we will be glad to serve you. Our team is here to serve you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. And those tickets are open to the general public, is that right, to anyone?
They are open to the general public. The ones that we have left are definitely, listen, we are excited to know we are nearly sold out. When I say that, I do not kid you. So we are excited about that, but we have some available. So this is why we're asking those that want to attend to please get in touch with us, because we do anticipate making a sold out announcement very shortly.
And how much are the tickets, Pastor Wright? How much are the tickets?
The tickets are $65 for the general public per person, and we have tables of eight. So they're welcome to do that as a sponsorship with their companies, ministries, per person, however they'd like to do that. And then also our ads are available as well. We have fourth page ads, and they will be $50.
Yes.
A half a page is $100. And then also a full page ad is $200. So we want to make sure that if you're interested in doing that, to please contact us, because we'll be closing out ads no later than November 4th. We will be finalized with receiving ads so that we will be in good timing for our event.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's keep that, amen, in your, remember to mark your calendar for this gala event. Amen. That number again for tickets, 314-405-1711. Person, Pastor Michelle Wright. Amen. We thank and praise God
Amen.
For this, and we're going to be praying, and I know it's going to be a blessing. Amen. To the community and to each one that will attend. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. This time we have Lady Richard. Amen. Are you with us tonight?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Amen. Good evening. Good evening. We're so glad that you are with us tonight. Yes. How are you this evening?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen, amen. It's Women's Night, amen. And we're going to get started tonight with our discussion. Before we get started, amen, we're going to have Lady Richard, will you pray us in? And then, Dr. Kim and Kim, can you get a track ready? Because afterwards, we're going to introduce our special guests. We're going to pause, amen, and we're going to come back for our discussion. But we're going to first have Lady Richard to pray us in at this time.
Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come together, Lord, to just reflect on your word, Lord, to seek to touch the hearts and minds of those, Lord, that may be dealing with some form of health concern or some have some need of healing in whatever form or fashion, Lord. We just look forward to how you're going to use us in this discussion on this evening, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've already done in this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're about to do as we embark on this conversation and reflection. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are in charge and control, Lord, and all that need to hear, all that need to be reached, all those that may need to be encouraged as a result of this discussion. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that their ears are perked up, that their hearts and their minds are clear, that they will hear a word from you on this evening. So, Lord, we praise you today. We thank you for all that you're about to do in and through this session. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. We thank God for each one of you that are listening in. Amen. Amen. We have a topic tonight talking about healing. We hear so much about healing. Amen. We know that healing, amen, is in the word of God. And God wants us healed. He wants us well. But we're going to come back, amen, and we're going to talk about that. We also have our guest speaker tonight that's going to be on with us. He is the pastor, associate pastor of Power to Stand Ministries with Bishop. Amen. And we're going to introduce her. Amen. After this song, we're going to come back, introduce her, and we're going to go right into our discussion. Dr. Kimmy Kim, if you will play that song, and then we'll come back, and we'll go right into our discussion right after the introduction.
She had a dream that she could do it, and how she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't. That you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't. Yes, you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Ooh. You can make it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can make it. You can make it. nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. You are listening to the Pastor's Corner. Amen. And our topic tonight is healing. We are looking at the scripture found in Psalms 107, verse 20 on tonight. At this time, I just want to find out if we missed anybody that's on our panel. Is there anyone that I missed, amen, that did not get a chance to acknowledge that's up on the panel tonight? Amen. Well, we're going to go right to our guest on tonight. Amen. She is the Associate Pastor of Power to Stand Ministries. Amen. Her name is Dr. Booker. Amen. She is Pastor. Amen. Dr. Booker on tonight. And we say welcome to you, Dr. Booker, and say something to our audience tonight.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. It's so nice to be here.
Amen. Amen. We're glad to have you. We're glad to have you on with us tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Just for the sake of those that are listening, tell us a little bit about yourself, Dr. Booker. For those that maybe that are listening and don't know a lot about you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, there's really not a lot to tell. I'm presently, I've relocated to Upper Marlboro. I'm here with my brother and my sister-in-law. And I'm associate pastor at the church, Power to Stand Ministries here in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. I'm loving everything. I love being here. I'm learning so much about, I'm learning a different concept of religion. Well, I can't say concept of religion, a different way of doing things. It's just interesting, but it's good. God always has new ways and new insights for us. I'm meeting great people. I'm learning how to come out of my shell. I'm kind of an inward person. But the thing that I am, that I really love is just being around spirit-filled people, enjoying that. Yeah. So my goals in life have not ended. God has so much for me to do, and I've kind of been sitting back, but he's moving me out now to do things that he's called me to do. The one thing God is teaching me is that as I sit down and listen to him, listen to his voice, and then he'll say something, and then he'll have someone to pray about it and give me a confirmation. But he's teaching me that you never just stop. You just keep going. God has a plan for each of us. No matter who you are, he has a plan, and the plan doesn't stop until it's over, and it's not over until God says it's over. So I'm very blessed to be here in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, for the time that I'm going to be here, and I'm very blessed to be around the people that I'm around and people like yourself and others. So thank you. Thank you very
much. Amen. Tell us, how long have you been in ministry? How long have you been in ministry?
I've been in ministry for at least about, let me see, about 35 years.
Amen.
But I started off, and I've been a minister at my former church, and like I said, I came here. I was a reverend, and then my brother asked me if I would be an associate pastor. It's really a new assignment for me. It's interesting. It doesn't entail what I thought it did, anything that I thought it was, but you let the Lord lead you. God has a plan and a purpose for everything he does. And what we do is we hold our tongue, hold ourselves, and let God work things the way he wants to work them. But I'm very happy to be here.
Amen. We're so glad to have you. Amen. We're going to go right into our discussion tonight. Amen. We're talking about healing. Tonight we are looking at emotional healing. And since it's Women's Night, we know that this is something that, you know, women talk among themselves about their situations, their concerns, and their emotional healing. And I think it's a topic that's very needful to talk about. I was talking to someone earlier today, and we wasn't talking about the topic, but when we were talking, she said something, and I thought, well, maybe we're going to add that into discussion And she said, one cannot heal until it's been revealed. Amen. So it can't be concealed in order if you're going to be healed. And I thought, it sounds like a lot of rhyming words, but basically is that you can't really actually get really emotionally healed until it's been revealed. So that thing that's been concealed is causing the abuse or causing there to be something there that's prohibiting the healing. So tonight we want to talk about emotional healing. Perhaps there may be someone that's listening and then that's dealing with maybe some type of need for emotional healing because of something that has happened in their life, whether it's present or whether it's past. So we're going to talk about that a little tonight. Amen. And we're going to ask Dr. Booker if she would just start us out and give us a little background information about the emotional healing, and then we're going to go right into the discussion from there. Dr. Booker, we're going to put it into your hands, and then we're going to come back and talk about this topic tonight.
Okay. Well, we said tonight we do want to have openly discuss emotional healing for emotional abuse and your thoughts and experience of how you deal with it and how it pertains to you is something that we want to bring out. I have to start off with a testimony on emotional hurt and abuse and with what Pastor just said about what's concealed cannot be revealed, has to be revealed before it's healed. For the longest time, up until the age, I guess, of 35, I had a situation that a fear of a certain situation. And no matter what anyone did, I could not overcome that fear. At the age of 35, I went before the Lord and said, you know, what's wrong with me? I should be able to handle that. That is something that is just to everybody else is the easiest thing in the world. And as I stayed in prayer, because it was very important. It was an important move. If I did not get past this particular thing, I was going to lose out on something that was very important to me. And the Lord revealed to me that there was something in my within me, an emotional hurt that was deeply embedded, that was preventing me from moving forth in that particular area. And then the Lord showed me, because I asked him, what was it? And the Lord showed me in a vision. When I was 5 years old, my grandmother, my mother's mother, took care of my sister and I while she went to work and my stepdad went to work. And at that time, unfortunately, and during that time, people had favorites. They one liked the other one. I wasn't the favorite in my grandmother's eyes. I was in my mom's eyes and my dad's eyes, but my grandmother. So I would get mistreated in a certain way, in a certain area. And that was at 5 years old. And that things were said at that time that I didn't realize resonated and stayed in my mind. So for the longest time, when I got 35, the Lord showed me what was being said, what my grandmother had spoken over me. And when he showed me, I remembered it. I did remember it. And so at first, the first thing you do is get angry, like, Grandma, you know. But the Lord dealt with me and was able to pray about it, ask forgiveness, forgive my grandmother, ask forgiveness, forgiven her, and just ask the Lord to be healed from that hurt that was still there at the age of five. Once God did that, he revealed it, and then I forgave her. And it was released from me, and I was able to move on in that area, not only to move on, but to excel into what God wanted it to be. And I didn't have to go through stages. I was able to just go right in at the 35-year age. So at that point, I had no idea why I was the way I was in that particular area. So deep in deep hurts that are emotionally ingrained in us need to come out. We don't realize the depth of the hurt that's there. We don't know how long it's been, and we'll never know really until we really go before the Lord or go in prayer to find out, you know, what's in my past that I need to know about that's stopping me from moving on. And it may be a minor thing, and it may not be anything, and it may not be as far back as was with me at 5 years old, but each of us experience emotional hurts based on how the things that people say to us, especially people that we love. when we find that we love someone, it's kind of hard. And then they say things to us that are emotionally hurting, that hurt our feelings. Well, we don't tell them because of our feelings for them. I mean, we respect them, we love them, and we're amazed that they say things to us, but we let it slide. And when we let it slide, it goes inside. And when it goes inside, it gets down inside. And when it does, it becomes stationary there, and it can affect you. And as I said, it affected me for a long time. But coming out from under emotional hurt and abuse is what I'm going to talk about tonight. I'm going to talk about it, and we're going to discuss emotional healing for emotional hurt and abuse. Your thoughts and experiences and how you deal with them. And we're going to be able to pray about them so that if you have any deep-seated or hidden emotional hurt, the Lord will reveal them to you. If not tonight while we're on the air, then definitely while you're asleep, because God will reveal it to you, especially if it's something that's projecting you to react in a certain way right now, even though you may be a certain older. Hidden abuse and hurt many times trigger negative emotions. And I continue to use my testimony when certain things would happen, I would get ticked off. I mean, I would be so upset with the situation and not know why. If we think about our past experiences in relationships that can be emotionally triggered in a moment's notice, then we'll know it's just not normal. Situations follow you when you don't handle them or realize that they're there. Now, I can speak for this now, and I can tell the difference, but I couldn't do that back then. But today, when you're involved in a situation where you're being emotionally abused or emotionally hurt in some way, that goes with you. You block it out or you pretend that it's not there, but it doesn't go away because it's not settled in your mind. And especially when it's from someone you really care about. I think it's the people who we love the most, the ones who really have the ability to affect us the most in abuse, in our emotions, because we're not quick to tell them that you've done this to me or you've done that to me, because first of all, you just don't tell them, and that's not something we should do. We should not take it and hold it in. We should be able to tell the person that you're not that they have offended you, or that what they have said or done was not something that you appreciated. In order to enjoy relationships, we have to give people the benefit of the doubt. When we misplace our feelings on others because of something that's happened to us and we don't know about, or we know about it and we didn't, then we're not being fair to the other person, the person who's the innocent person. We might be unfairly reacting to current situations based on the things that have happened to us, our past-rooted hurts and sorrows. These areas must be identified and handled so we can move on. You can move on to your wonderful life and the beautiful people that God has placed therein. Everyone that comes into your life, the Lord has shown me, is a gift from God. Everyone, a gift. In what way? Well, that gift in that they all have something to give to you, to bring to you. God brings people in our lives for reasons. We may not understand it initially. We may think differently. But as there's a song that says further along, as we go along, we find out the reason the person was in there. And it almost always was a good reason, and we glean from that individual. But when we misplace on that individual because we have hidden hurt or hidden abuse, it makes for a bad relationship, and it we feel bad and the person feels bad. So we misplace because we haven't handled a situation in our lives. Now, it's been discovered by scientists that our emotions our emotions are caused by our thoughts. Now, we know that because the Bible tells us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as we think in our heart, we respond or we react, or we our emotions come forth, our feelings come forth. When I appear to be the product of overwhelming sadness or grief, we know that the thoughts that we're listening to in our mind are sadness, and thoughts of sadness or thoughts that are ingrained that are just we're not on the same wavelength. If someone's talking to us and all of a sudden a thought comes of, you remember what someone said, and they said it to you last week, and it hurt your feelings, okay? And so you, instead of hearing what that person says, all you hear is that hurt feeling that someone else, that you received from someone else 2 weeks ago. And when you do this, you begin to, yes.
Yes, I didn't mean to ask you. Can we do, what I like to do is, that's a good part right there to really pause right there. I wanted to pose a question to the panel when you said that a minute ago, because we hear the saying, hurting people hurt people. So let's open up the panel, and let's get our panel to kind of like talk about emotional healing from their perspective, and let's get some feedback from them, and then let's jump back into the discussion piece, and that way we can get some of their input as we're talking about this, if that's okay.
Let's get some
input from our panel concerning emotional healing, amen, and the need for emotional healing, and maybe even one on the panel may have an experience that they'd like to share concerning, amen, their experience and how they went about, amen, dealing with that. I do want to read the scripture, amen, that we are using tonight, amen, concerning healing, amen, Psalms 107, verse 20, amen, and it reads as such, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Amen. And so God's word is a healing balm. But let's share from our panel. Let's hear from our panel tonight. And let's hear, amen, from Pastor Wright and then Lady Richards, amen, why the need for emotional healing, and maybe share an experience that you have had and your journey in that process. And let's start with Pastor Wright.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful topic, beautiful discussion on tonight. I would like to say that, yes, I've experienced emotional hurt as well as emotional healing. I was in a relationship prior to marriage, you know, and I was devastated by this individual because I had not learned myself. And there's a key to me saying that. I believe a lot of the damage and hurt we can go through is because we can be in the church, we can know his name, but there are times when things happen in our lives that we have to come to know him. I believe that healing that he's talking about, that his word says that will heal us, is when we come into contact and allow him to have whatever our issues are. Rejection, amen, pain, and hurt from relationships that did not work out. You have to learn to regain your strength. You have to relearn how to depend on the Lord. We all make mistakes, especially growing up as teenagers, where we want friends and we want to be accepted and loved by them. But we learn as we grow older. Some people don't mean you well. And when you go through that, you have got to learn how to depend on the Lord. And I'm so grateful that his grace didn't forget about us because we learn or we make a mistake. His grace keeps us and sustains us so that we can learn and share our testimonies and let somebody else know that they're not the only ones that's been through that. So I want to encourage the listening audience on tonight that if you've ever been hurt, maybe you've been in a relationship where someone just, you know, didn't physically or mentally treat you well, you want to know tonight that the Lord loves you and that he's there for you and that he's able to heal you in every broken space. So I wanted to share that because a lot of times we look at people, we don't know their story. We just know that God has healed them. So I'm grateful for this platform tonight that we can openly share the goodness of the Lord and what he will do for you in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lady Richard, tonight, Amen. Because, you know, there are a lot of people, especially since this pandemic, there's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of hidden emotions that are hid. And it's like layers. It's like layer after layer. And, you know, as women, we kind of carry a lot of things. We don't really talk a lot. We just kind of carry it and kind of hold it. And then at that moment when we don't even realize it, if somebody else rubs up against it, it's like sandpaper people. If someone else is hurting and they rub up against your hurt, it causes that confusion or that conflict. And really, it's not that you really want to respond that way, but because you're hurting yourself and now you've been injured. And so talk about that, Lady Richards. And that's why you hear that saying, hurting people hurt people. And I think it's because there's a lot of layers that we wear. Amen, that sometimes is not really revealed. It's like concealed. And so it's difficult to get healed because you don't really talk about it. Can you talk a little bit to us, Lady Richard, tonight about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can on that particular one. I mean, honestly, for me, I had a similar experience to Dr. Booker with something happening or a few things in my youth that I carried and didn't realize I was carrying it. And for me, it was such that it manifested in a way that I wasn't that I was mean to anyone else or I would, you know, be sharp with anyone. It was more, quite honestly, that I didn't do as much or give myself as much love as I should have, if that makes any sense. So for me, it manifested in the way that I honestly didn't expect a whole lot for me. So arguably, I think for me, it in the relationships that I was in, I tended to have honestly low expectations because I didn't think. You know, and I don't want to say the word worthy, but I just thought my needs and the things that I wanted were less important. And I didn't get that. I didn't realize I carried that with me, and I didn't even know what triggered it. But similar to Dr. Booker, it reached a point in my life where God made it plain to me. And when he touches your heart and reveals it to you, you know, honestly, it's like a feeling like no other, because it's almost it's almost like your independent therapy session. It's kind of how I felt about it, because he will work in us to help us to kind of, you know, pull out those things where someone or where the enemy sought to destroy and impair our relationships and impair our lives in some way. God will seek to restore all of that. And he does it first by bringing it to our awareness. And that's what he did for me, is bring it to my awareness and first in helping me to see how it was impacting how I was relating to people. So I do agree with everyone. I think, you know, I think unfortunately most of us probably carry something and I don't know, you know, and at different points in time, you know, God will bring it to us to help us to see that it's something that has to be dealt with. And we have to ask God to help us to flush it out so that it's no longer a burden. It's no longer there holding us back from fully being able to serve him. Because ultimately, I think whenever those things are there, that's where the biggest issue is going to be. Our ability to truly serve the Lord is impaired until we flush that out and bring that into the open. So I truly believe that the Lord will minister in and through us. And I honestly believe that most of us probably carry something. And going back to, you know, when we were children, and most of the times we're not even aware of it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so true. And Dr. Baker, what are some of the signs that a person has had emotional abuse or needs emotional healing or needs that
concealing or need that revealing of that hurt to be revealed so that it can get healed? What are some of the signs of one that carries, that's carrying that burden of that thing that might have happened? It could have been trauma. It could have been something in their youth. It could have been something, a betrayal. What are some of the signs stands in need of that healing?
Did you ask me?
Yes, Dr. Bill.
Are you there? Okay. Well, one thing, as I had said earlier, there's a certain, somebody can say something. Well, in my case, I have to use me as an example. There was a certain word, a certain word somebody would say to me that would just tick me off, you know, no disrespect. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't understand, it was very simple. It could be words, it could be a gesture somebody does, it could be anything. It's just some little slight something that's done that takes your mind back to that time. It just happens automatically. So it depends actually on the person and what the issue is. But you know it. The thing that that would really let you know if it happens every time, next time you get angry about something for no reason, you find, and really there's no reason to get angry. And just start to think, why am I angry? What made me mad? What did the person say? Because the individual who, if you show it, will say to you, well, what did I say? That made you angry? But usually you'll know it because it's usually the same thing, and you'll have no reason for responding the way you do.
So you're saying that there are triggers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is the word. That is exactly the word, triggers. It triggers your emotion. Mm-hmm. It triggers your emotion from that situation. Absolutely. Because as I started off, hidden abuse and hurt many times trigger negative emotions. And those negative emotions or the result of something that happened in your past that haven't been dealt with, either because you didn't know how to deal with them or you suppressed them. And so because of that happens. There are, repercussions for repressing your emotions. So now that we are older and we know better and we can see it, we should not, as much as possible, repress or hold our emotions. We should deal with them. And as one, I think I heard someone say, the one thing you need to redo immediately is to forgive the person. Yes. If someone has upset you, the Bible teaches us how to handle situations where you are put into a way that you have become angry. First of all, you forgive them. However, if you cannot forgive them initially, you go to them. If you need to talk to them, I don't want to say not forgive them because you must forgive them, but you need. Bible tells you to go, if your brother has something, you have something against him, you go to your brother and you say, look, we got a situation, and you try to resolve it with your brother. And if that person, if he doesn't want to listen, then you go and take somebody from the church, you take somebody to try to do it with two people, just to try to get through. And after the second time, it tells you to go to the church. I don't know how many people follow this, but the first one always works easy for me. But at the time, if the person does not respond to you, then God's not going to hold you accountable because you did everything you're supposed to do, and you're forgiven. So you can forgive that person, you can move on because it's no longer you. You don't have anything against that person anymore, but the person now has to be able to be unforgiven.
That's right. Unforgiveness is a big one, because a lot of times, sometimes people don't even recognize that unforgiveness there. Amen. And so they're still holding that person, that situation hostage, so that forgiveness, as you're saying, releases that person. That leads me to the next question, is that Pastor Michelle Wright, the question. So in this day and time, it's kind of been taboo that Christians didn't go to counselors, didn't seek help. Amen. Because, they felt like it was like you didn't do that. How do you feel about that? Because there are a lot of believers that are dealing with less. There are a lot of believers that are dealing with a lot of bad hurts and pains, especially since this pandemic. And they feel isolated. They feel abandoned. They feel alone. They have so many of these emotions, and some of them are just triggering one after another. And they feel like they're going to explode and don't know who to talk to.
what was a believer who loves the Lord, who's Holy Ghost filled, who serves the Lord, but they feel trapped in this pain of emotion that they don't know what to do with. What would you tell somebody? And how do you feel about Christian counseling as it relates to the believer?
Well, I truly believe that Christian counseling is needed. I think, honestly, every pastor needs a mentor or a counselor. The work of pastoring and serving is a heavy duty. You take on people's problems, troubles, and you have to learn how to filter it through and not hold it within so you can even cause harm to yourself. And what I mean by that, sometimes other people's burdens can be so heavy, and you can take that on and not even know that you're carrying that spirit, and it is so necessary. So we know that we need the Word of God because the Word is our life. However, we also need someone physically at times to talk to. It doesn't make an individual weak. It doesn't make them any less godly because they need to sit down and talk with someone. But here's the key. Pray for someone that God will give you that will be able to give an understanding to whatever you're going through. We need critical thinking skills, and that's one of the things we're going to be doing for the Elation Honors. It's one thing to preach and teach the gospel. It's a whole nother thing to live in life and be of support to someone and not have the tools you need. We talked about triggers. You don't know what triggers people if you haven't been properly trained. And this is something for pastors, ministers. We have to do better than just the preaching and teaching and just throwing a word out there, because there are ways that we can damage people with our personal opinions if we're not talking. So we need to learn how to be trained. Every year I make sure I'm in trainings that will enhance me as a pastor, enhance me in community, because what you don't want is to think you're right and destroy someone's life. So it's important to get those tools to give to people and also to have them for yourself.
That's right. That is good.
So important. You said a mouthful there, and I think that is so important because we know the Word of God is effective in that that is the God's Word. But I so believe that we as leaders should be trained on how to handle God's people, because there are so many injured soldiers on the battlefield. And, I mean, it's because something was spoken to them that has injured them, and they have not been able to heal from that. And I think because it comes from a place of leadership, they took that word and embraced it, and it caused hurt. And so now you have these hurts from inside, and now you got hurt from outside, and now you got damaged emotions that you're trying to serve God, but you got all these damaged emotions. And I think it's so important that we be trained. I mean, you know, I know sometimes people talk about those leaders who take psychology classes and sociology classes, and but I think it's important to know all of that and more, and the tools that you're speaking of on how to interact and how to have the right words to say to people. That sometimes you can say, you can have the right word, but it's the wrong tone, and it's not the right time for the word. And so all of that makes a difference. And I just think it's so important that training is so important and needful in the body of Christ, and so that we can help heal the injured soldiers, because there's a lot of God's people that are hurting in the church, and we need to know how to minister to them so they can get up and be about the work of the Lord. Amen. And I'd be interested to find out more, Pastor Wright, about what you're talking about in those trainings. Amen as well. And Dr., let's see, I'm going to go back to Lady Richards. Give us some input on what would you say to somebody who does feel rejected or feel abandoned or feel like they have received maybe even hurt from within the church. Amen. How would you handle that person, and what would you tell them to help them to heal? Lady Richard.
Well, first and foremost, honestly, I would remind them that God loves them and has always loved them, and has had his hand upon them in the past, in the present, and will always in the future.
and ask them to, you know, quite honestly, initially, let's just go into prayer and ask God to help them to become whole again, or to feel whole again, with the knowledge that He is with them, and then the knowledge that, you know, all things are possible, and they can move forward in confidence in Him. And so that would be my primary and initial reaction and approach to that. Obviously, also letting them know that that I love them as well, and seek to encourage their heart as much as possible. But really, it is you know, something when it's something that's, you know, that deep, that cuts really hard into somebody's heart that way, they really do. You really have to encourage them to really seek to connect with the Lord, you know, as much as possible. And I definitely agree with counseling as well. And then if it's a church hurt, you know, I want to remind people that, you know what, it's not so much a church hurt. People are people. And we all fall short of the glory. And so we want to kind of, you know, we have a tendency to, you know, so many people want to attack the church for, you know, some pains or problems that they experienced in their church experience. But the truth of the matter is everybody has to remember that each person in the church is just that, a person. And they all fall short, and they're going to make mistakes. They're going to do the wrong thing. They're going to say the wrong thing. But that's not why we go to church. So we have to stay grounded in the fact that it's always about the Lord. It's about serving Him. And, yes, it's about fellowshipping with others that also love Him, that we may all continue to build each other up. And so we must remember to stay focused on that purpose if we're allowing that to keep us from serving Him as He intends, as part of the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And because so many times people say the church as a whole, but everybody in the church is not saying and doing the wrong things. There are people who are living the
life,
doing the right thing. So I never like to use the church as a whole, amen. And as you said, we all have fallen short of the glory of God, and so people are just people, and people are prone to do or say things that are not, you know, not right. And so we have to be able to look beyond them and even forgive them. That goes back to that forgiveness.
Forgive them and say,
okay, I forgive them, Lord, and move on. Because if you don't, you get stuck, and you can't go back in time.
Right there.
You have to move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a lot of people are stuck. Some people are just stuck and they can't get beyond. Amen. But I want to ask this question. Our time is winding down. I know this is so good, but we have to continue this again on another time. But would you say that all emotional healing is able to be healed? Are people able to actually be delivered, amen, from traumas of their past, of brokenness, or whatever the healing that is necessary? Are all people able to be delivered from that? And let's start with Pastor Wright, and then Dr. Booker, and then Lady Richard.
Okay.
I surely believe that healing is very, very necessary and possible. He said, ask, and it shall be given.
That's right.
Seek, and you shall find. And there's nothing too hard for God, even on your worst situation that you think that is impossible with Him.
Yeah.
When we come to Him, what I love about relationship is He has open arms. And those open arms are for us to fall into Him and be able to share everything in our hearts, in our minds that hurt us, in those broken spaces, in the places we feel insecure, whatever those issues are, and He will. He said, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open unto us. So we want to seek after Him and not just carry the burdens alone. And then I believe as we give everything over to Him that He's able to heal us and to strengthen us and provide for us what we need.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Becker.
I believe, yes, I believe spending time with God in a relationship, stand before him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, nothing is impossible. God wipes away everything that's not supposed to be there because Christ died, so it doesn't have to be there. And if it comes there, God, it can't stay. I mean, our liberty is in Christ. So the liberty that we have in Christ enables us to live a life free from the things that have gone on in our lives that are trying to hold us back and stop us. Anything that's stopping us from carrying out or being who God's called us to be, God does not want that. Jesus died for that. We have authority over that issue, whatever it is, once it's identified. And as I said, the way to identify it is stay before the Lord, maybe not 24 hours a day, but you begin to develop an intimate relationship with God. There's no way you can be in his presence intimately, wanting nothing, just him, that he don't open doors, reveal things, close doors, get things out of the way, draw you closer, and make you a better person. Amen.
Amen. Lady Richard.
I agree with my sisters. Yes, there's nothing impossible. Nothing impossible for God. So if you bring it before the Lord and ask him, it can be done. I know if someone out there is in the midst of something or feeling as if it's impossible, that they cannot be healed, I just ask you right now, even though we may not be getting into specifics that we've dealt with or specifics that we know of others that may seem like it was so intense and so powerful that, you know, how can you see to the other side? You know, many of us have been in that place, but I tell you, and I can say it 10, 20, 100 times, and it still wouldn't be enough, but I will say this to you. Nothing is impossible through God. You have to get in your word. You have to get in prayer, and you have to trust. You have to trust that God will bring you through it. He will minister through you.
Amen.
He will heal you. He will strengthen you. And you will look back and say, oh, I can't believe I made it through. But you can and mm-hmm. you will make it through.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We thank and praise God for all of our panel tonight. Amen. And I want to say and confer with everyone else that said, excuse me, that all things are possible to him that believeth. And healing
amen.
Is a process. Amen. And if you just with God through the word, amen, sometimes it can happen
yes.
instantly, but even if it doesn't happen instantly, it's a process. But healing is available. Amen. Because he said in his word, he sent his word and he healed. Jesus went about healing all those that were oppressed of the devil and all manner of sicknesses. There's nothing that God cannot heal when we yield it to him. So I just want to encourage
amen.
Someone tonight that may be listening, yield it to God. Give it over to the Lord. Tell him that, Lord,
amen.
I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't even know what I'm dealing with. But, Lord, you know me. And so I give it to you tonight. And believe God,
amen,
to heal you,
amen.
To deliver you, to bring you into wholeness, amen, as he did so many times in his word, amen. He healed and he made men and women whole, amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Wright, if you would pray for someone may be listening tonight that really, amen, needs to be healed tonight, amen, emotionally,
amen,
or maybe even physically. Will you pray the prayer of faith tonight?
Amen.
We're going to turn it back into the hands of our host, amen, Bishop Richard, after the prayer, and he's going to give the closing remarks and the benediction. Pastor Wright.
Amen. Father God, we come before you thanking you for another day. We thank you for this opportunity that we could pour our hearts out before you. We ask, oh God, that you hear every word spoken and unspoken. To that person that is listening in, oh God, that may feel all hope is gone, let them know through the words of the testimonies of the saints tonight, the sisters and those that are calling on you tonight, God, that all things are possible for them in their life. And Lord, as they come into contact with you, we are here as sisters to bring
all of our hearts' troubles to you, to lift your name up, to give you everything that you can heal, you can deliver. All things are possible, God. You're moving right now on the hearts yes. and the minds of those that are calling on you, oh God. Whether they can physically speak on this program or not, you see them right where they are. We're asking yes. you to touch tonight, oh Lord. We're asking you to heal. We're asking you to save. We're asking you to deliver, to have your divine way. We say that we don't even know how to pray as we ought, but you promised the Holy Spirit would make intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. So, Lord, we ask you to have your divine will and way on tonight. Bless this panel, oh God. Bless Bishop Ernest Richard. Bless our producer, oh God. And just allowing this a space for women, for people to hear and to be able to understand the gospel is real. Let your perfect will be done. Forgive us all of our sins. And, Lord, give us hearts to forgive. Forgiveness is necessary in order for us to move forward, to grow, and to do your will, God. We can't live in unforgiveness and want to serve you, too. It doesn't work that way. But give us the mindset, give us the spirit to align ourselves with you that you may be glorified. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. And we thank you for the host tonight, God. Bless Pastor Henderson. Bless the speaker. Bless our sister, Lady Richard. Bless everybody listening, God, that they know that you are with them on tonight. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore, Dr. Booker. God bless everyone in Jesus' mighty name. Bless God for our producers as well.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Wright. Amen. Thank you, our special guest tonight, Dr. Booker. Thank you, amen, for being with us tonight. Amen. We just barely touched on the tip of this topic, and we're definitely going to have to come back and talk on it some more. Amen. Thank you, Lady Richards. Thank you, Pastor Wright. Thank you, Dr. Booker. And thank you, our producer tonight, Dr. Kimmy Kent. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. At this time, we're going to put you back into the hands of our host, Richard Richard. Amen. For closing remarks and benediction. Richard Richard.
Amen.
Amen. Bishop, are you there?
Well, I am now. Me and the producer are going to have a conversation. Anyway, we thank God for all of you that came on and took part in today's discussion. It was a very beautifully done. And I want to say to you, Pastor Henderson, I am elated at what God has done through you. And before I say anything else, I do have a special guest of my own. Many of you that are on the line now, except for a couple of you, haven't heard from him in almost a month and some change. But he's with us tonight, and he's been listening. So at this time, I'm going to yield so that Apostle Vincent L. Smith would have an opportunity to say something. Apostle Smith? Apostle Smith, are you there, sir? I know he didn't mute himself. I hope he didn't mute himself. All right. Well, if he gets the line open before we go off, fine. If not, he is here. He called in on my line, so I said you can listen along with me as we take in the jewels and gems and the nuggets that are going to be passed out on tonight. We do thank God for your special guest, Dr. Booker. Many of you know she's my older sister. And, you know, I'm so used to being technically the oldest, but when the older of the siblings shows up, I got to sort of kind of from the sibling standpoint bow down. But that's quite all right. I don't mind at all. I have no problem with respect, neither have I any problem with authority. But this is a good discussion. So I tell you what I'm going to do, and if you ladies are up for it, you can join the rest of the panel next week as we close out the month of October concerning healing. And we'll come back. Would you like to do a part two, Pastor Henderson?
Let's ask our panel. Panel, would you like to do a part two, or would you like just to join in on next week in the general discussion? Would you like to come back?
Well, I believe this is important, and I would like to believe that we would like to come back, because there are individuals, whether you know it or not, whether we're on several veins, several avenues where this is being podcast, among them iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio. We do thank God for Brother Jerry Royce for all that he produces and puts out on his end, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio. So you're being heard around the world, in case you didn't know. So I think this would be important. Somebody needs this. Somebody needs this. And I'm not that proud or that up in the sky that I feel like I've got to control everything. You see, if God is truly in control, then what needs to be will and shall be. So with that being said, we're going to say bless God to each and every one of you. Pastor Henderson, we'll come back next week, and we'll do this together. So let's just get ready for another exciting time. And it will be temporarily, I want to say this, temporarily the last show for the Pastor's Corner for a little while. We'll come back in January with the new version of the Pastor's Corner. But Open Mic with the Bishop and Company will begin on November 3rd. I want to make sure you know that. Let's not forget the other announcements that were placed out there, as Elations is going to do their Elations Honors November 18th and 19th. Quite a few reputable honorees are being honored. And the Pastor's Corner actually is going to be the meet and greet host, and we'll have a very small discussion during that time, after which there is going to be a concert on that night. And then on Saturday there are a series of workshops that you don't want to miss. But the beautiful thing is you're probably finished by 2 o'clock, and you have from 2 until dinner time or the actual Elations event. And we are at a to-be-announced state as to whether there will be a church service at this moment. None is planned, but if it is, you'll know about it, and you'll have opportunity to prepare for it. If we don't, that'll be fine. Nonetheless, we look for you to come and join us next week for the last time this year at 10 p.m. And then the following Thursday, we go to the 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central slot. Until next time, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, please get the music ready. We're ready to go. As I always say, in the course of your week, you keep the pedal to the metal, the pep in your step, keep the glide in your stride, and enjoy life's ride. Keep the smoke in your stroke. Don't you dare let life cause you to choke. Yesterday's history, forget about it. Tomorrow's a mystery. Don't worry about it. Live today as if it were your last. Bless God for every ounce of it. Remind the devil he's defeated. Jesus Christ is still Lord. God is in control. You have a three-point destination, and that is to be happy, to be holy, and to always lean and depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a great night, everybody. Kimmy Kim, the ball is in your court.
Love you all.
Love you.
Let us not be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk with us in every situation, whatever you may be going through. Don't be ashamed to ask the good Lord to walk with you. Mm-hmm. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Yeah. up surely coming from the Lord. And the Lord is not stayed up on the right hand. The Lord shall preserve that faith. They're coming out and going in for this time and forevermore. Be my keeper and my friend. I said, Lord, you keep me. Thank you, Jesus.